options. Why it is a good thing to be out of options. This is Pastor Eliezer Kalalu, and join me as I share with you briefly about why it is a good thing to run out of options. Let's read Exodus 13, verse 17. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. Why is it a good thing to be out of options? Maybe you've heard the statement that if you're going to move on, you have to burn the bridges behind you. You know, that's sometimes a statement that is used to remind us that sometimes you will not focus on what God wants you to do. You will not focus on anything that even you want to do if you're thinking about the possibility of returning backward. And so, it is always a good thing for you to come to a point where your only option is actually to move forward. When your only option is for you to move on and to march forward into your destiny. Many lives, you can research, you can think about so many people who could not have mounted to what they have become, who could not have become the icons they have become if they had other options. But because they had no other option, they had to build that business until the business could succeed. Since they had nowhere else to go, they had to stand in the city or in the village where they are or anywhere they are in order for them to succeed right there where they are. Some people, businessmen, who have never gone to school, but because they didn't have the liberty of options, they knew, if I'm going to succeed, I don't have the academic qualifications for me to go knocking at any job. And so they knew, I have to run the business or I die. You see, what we read concerning the children of Israel is that they went through a longer route, and I've already talked to you about that. But what is important is the reason here. What is important here is the reason God gave why he took them in the longer route. He said that if they go through the shorter one, in case they face war, they will easily run backward. And so God closed them. God made it difficult for them to go backward. God just made it difficult for them to consider going backward. You know, there are many people who have come to town or they have moved into cities, and because they know for sure, if I do not make it, if I do not succeed here, I have nowhere to go back to. I have no village to go back to. Even if I have a village, it is not a life that I want to return to. So they put their best into everything they do because they are out of options. This is why I am saying that sometimes it is good to be out of options. It is not a problem. Actually, God, in a way, planned it, made it sure, made it, put his people in a place where they could not consider going back, where it was riskier to go back than to move forward. And I know for sure in your life today, maybe if you're in a place where you seem to be running out of options, I want to encourage you that maybe God has set you up for victory. God should be setting you up for great victory when he brings you to a place where you don't have any other option to consider. That sometimes is God is working. You know, many times it is the Lord himself that will close you up. But I want to talk to you about another way in which you can run out of options. This, to me, I think, is when you imagine there is no other option. You know, you could be in a place where you indeed, practically, you have other options, the other things you can do. You can do this. Maybe you are even talented in different aspects of life. You have many talents. Maybe you have different gifts. You have several skills. You have different things that you can focus on, that you can, you know, work on. But for any of those to succeed, you might have to imagine that there is no other option. As long as you're doing anything with second thoughts, as long as you do anything in a double-minded manner, it is difficult for that particular thing to succeed. You see, the scriptures say that a double-minded person does not obtain anything from the Lord, that he is like the waters on the sea that are tossed here and there. And he does not obtain anything from the Lord. And the truth is, when you are double-minded, you may not be able to get anything out of the world. You may not be able to get anything out of your job, out of your projects, out of your businesses, because everything in you, because everything for you is about a side hustle. It is about doing something on the sides. You know, it's never something that you're treating as the priority. You're not giving it your best. If it is business, you're not giving it your all. Why? Because you have other options you're considering. Now, that can be a bad thing. Whereas you could say that having many options is actually a blessing, to the contrary, that can work against you. When you have many things to consider, you may end up not giving any of those enough strength, enough power, enough concentration to see them come through. So yes, there are times when really the circumstances themselves dictate that you don't have any other option, but at other times you have the options, yet you have to choose to imagine you don't have any other option regarding that which you have embarked on. Now, we live in a day that is full of options. People talk of many things. People, you know, we sometimes are spoiled for choice. You don't know what to go with. But no matter how many options there are, we could count it a privilege, but you have to always decide what it is that you're going to concentrate on and give it your all until you see it come to pass. And even if you're going to run different businesses, different projects, then you have to make sure that you are not launching into any of those just for the sake. You're not launching into any of those just for the sake, you know, without giving it your all. If you're running different projects, then make sure each of them is equally important. And they matter to you, and you want to see them succeed. That is what it calls for you to be able to register success in everything that you're going to do. I don't know what you're going through right now or where you are today, but if you're facing many choices, you're facing many options, maybe you're considering different options, you've received different proposals from these men, different men. You know, sometimes that can be a bad thing. You just need the wisdom of God to help you so that you can go on and pick the man that you want to settle with, if you're a guy, to pick the woman that you want to settle with, and then consider that one, concentrate on that relationship, forget about all the other guys and concentrate. That way, you'll be able to see the grace of God, to see success, and that is how you are going to progress. Let me repeat it as I finish, that it is not just about having many options. Those many options can turn out to be a problem for you if you do not choose which one you're going to give your all. If you have many options, God has helped you to have them, then you are maybe what you need is the wisdom of God to pick out what is best for you and then stick to what you have chosen. That is how you're going to progress. That is how you're going to move with the Lord. I love you so much, and I pray that the Lord will help you to concentrate and to give your all to everything that you've chosen. If you seem to be out of options, I'm praying that God will give you the brevity, God will give you the boldness for you to be able to move on and do what God has called you to do. Pastor Eliezer Kalalu here, and God bless you.